Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and with all the other problems that the world is facing right now, and there are problems of a very, very deep nature, there's a new problem that I'd heard nothing about until today, which is unsupervised hippos. Where? Why? We will give you all the details on that one. We'll also be speaking to Jonathan Allen of NBC about some of the latest news on the campaign trail. And will all this talk about President Trump using the word vermin, meaning pests, insects, rodents, basically predatory and parasitical people, that term is a clear Nazi evocation and it's dangerous? Is it something that President Trump should strike from his vocabulary if he's going to be a successful Republican nominee for president, or if he's going to succeed in his drive for the nomination? The latest on all of that coming up with Jonathan Allen, and also a commentator on the economy who says the secret ingredient for the economy's recent successes has been anger. Really? We'll be speaking to Betsy Stevenson, Bloomberg columnist, coming right up. But first, there was a very interesting combination of stories from yesterday about the biases in some major respected news sources in terms of covering the ongoing war in Gaza. Yesterday, the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, or as it's known as the British B word and C word, ran a story that said that Israel is deliberately targeting medical workers and Arab-speaking people trying to go about their business in a hospital in Gaza. This is what the original broadcast, which brought an apology later, by the way, this is what the original broadcast reported, 13.2.
This moment, we are hearing from Reuters that is reporting that Israel, it says its forces are carrying out an operation against Hamas in Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital, and they are targeting people, including medical teams as well as Arab speakers. They are also saying that Israel is calling on all Hamas operatives in the hospital to surrender at this point. Once again, we are hearing from Reuters that Israel says that its forces are carrying out an operation against Hamas in that hospital that we had just heard of. They are targeting is Arab speakers as well as some of the medical staff there, and they are asking all Hamas operatives in that hospital to surrender.
Okay, that was the original broadcast. Literally moments later, they issued an apology and a correction, because what they were reporting was not what had been reported on Reuters at all. Listen to the correction.
And now an apology from the BBC. A BBC News, as it covered initial reports that Israeli forces has entered Gaza's main hospital. We said that medical teams and Arab speakers were being targeted. This was incorrect and misquoted a Reuters report. We should have said IDF forces included medical teams and Arabic speakers for this operation. So we apologise for this error, which fell below our usual editorial standards. The correct version of events was broadcast.
Okay, it's just incredible. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, were doing something admirable. They were bringing along medical teams to help with any crises in the hospital and making sure they brought along Arab speakers. They weren't targeting them. And this actually fits with a satire. There's a very popular show in Israel called Eretz Nehederet, which means a wonderful country. And they frequently make bitter fun of Prime Minister Netanyahu. But in a recent program, they made some pretty tough-handed and tough-minded fun of the BBC and their coverage of the war in Gaza. Listen to the satirical treatment. This is clip 11.
Good evening from London. 39 days after Hamas freedom fighters peacefully attacked Israel, we have now an exclusive interview with its leader, Yehia Sinwar.
Yes, good evening, Rachel. Let me just correct you. There were also freedom rapists and freedom butchers.
Of course, I apologize. Mr. Sinwar, I understand that you are now working toward a ceasefire.
Yes, Rachel, you know me. Wherever there is fire, I say, let's seize it. All we are saying is give ceasefire a chance.
The fire must be seized.
Yeah, the situation in Gaza is terrible, Rachel. All innocent civilians are running out of town, so we are left without protection.
With no human shield at all. So unfair.
So unfair. In our hospitals, Rachel, our schools, all run out of rockets.
Oh.
How are we supposed to kill Jews like this? I mean, with lectures?
Actually, we've tried that one. Didn't work.
I plead to the world. We need a ceasefire. We are tired. We need a break. Don't forget, we started a day earlier than the Israeli.
So
a day earlier.
Unfair. So unfair.
Okay, and then there's a bit more from the same program, Eretz Nehederet in Israel. Listen.
But I understand the Zionists refused to put down the weapons.
Yes. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? All we want is a little time to rearm before we continue to kill them, and they won't let us.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sinwar. I can't hear you. All this noise in the background.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Rachel. There is a baby here.
Could you please get him to be quiet?
Yeah, I wish I could. He's not mine, and his mother is in Israel. Never mind.
Okay, look, it's really hard to conduct an interview with a noisy kidnapped baby. Is he always like that?
Oh, at night it's even worse, Rachel. Every time we fire a rocket, he wakes up.
Oh, no.
I didn't have one good night's sleep in a month.
Wait, are you telling me that there is an Israeli baby that's torturing you by sleep deprivation?
What? Yes!
Occupying your house!
IYS!
So unfair! No. So unfair! And the world does absolutely nothing about it. I really hope you'll get a ceasefire soon. Thank you so much, Mr. Sinwar.
No. Thank you, Rachel.
And then there was a satirical newsreel, very relevant for the BBC, clip 13.
And now, please stay with us for a moment of history.
On this day in 1944, heartless Winston Churchill refused a ceasefire and continued the genocidal attack on Nazi Germany. As we well know now, far more German civilians have died in the war, which makes them the victims and Britain the war criminal.
The one thing that this indicates is that with all of the horrors of what Israelis are going through right now, there's still a sense of humor, which I'm proud to say is something of a Jewish characteristic. Coming up, no sense of humor, but a sense of concern about the campaign trail and what's happening next and what's happening to the vermin issue. Or is that an issue at all? We'll talk to best-selling author Jonathan Allen, senior national politics reporter for NBC News, coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jonathan Allen is a senior national politics reporter for NBC News. He's also an author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Lucky, which told the story of the Biden campaign that won him the presidency in 2020. Given some of the alarming polls for Democrats, are people beginning to worry on the Democratic side of things, Jonathan Allen, that this time the president may be unlucky? And if so, why is that happening?
And Michael, it's absolutely the right question. You know, I think there are divisions within the Democratic Party. I think some of them are tremendously alarmed. I think others are, you know, sort of whistling past the graveyard a little bit in terms of, you know, being unwilling to believe that there's a possibility that Biden could lose. You know, but what you don't get a lot of is Democrats who are willing to put their names to their fears in print. That is to say, you know, a lot of chatter among Democrats that they are concerned about Biden, but a real fear that they will weaken him by saying that publicly. So, you know, they're kind of in a place where to the extent that there is alarm, you know, it's a quiet alarm.
Well, I know that there was that recent series of polls of swing states that got a great deal of publicity. As a polling by Siena College and the New York Times, and it showed Trump beating Biden in 5 out of 6 swing states. The interesting thing about that poll that got much less attention was that Nikki Haley beats Biden by even more. And beats him substantially more, better running better than Trump, and wins all 6 of the swing states. Do Democrats actually feel reassured in some way by the fact that Trump looks like he's on the way to a nomination?
Yeah, I think there are a couple things going on here, Michael. One, you know, obviously polls are a snapshot in time, and not every poll is accurate, and, you know, all of the standard caveats, but I think what's really fascinating, or one of the aspects that's really fascinating, is, you know, Donald Trump set out early on to knock down Ron DeSantis. And I think what has happened is you've seen DeSantis polling even worse than Trump in hypothetical general election matchups against Biden. At the same time, you have seen Nikki Haley, who I think is, you know, at least more moderate in tone and temperament sometimes than DeSantis and Trump, obviously appealing to, you know, either to people who are, you know, persuadable between the parties or who might even lean a little bit Democrat or who were Republicans until Trump, and her numbers are strikingly stronger against Biden than either Trump or DeSantis. And it's not just that New York Times Siena poll, which, of course, has greater value because it is limited to those battleground states. But even in other national polling, you see the same kind of trend there where Haley has distinguished herself, not by huge margins, but definitely is polling better against Biden than either Trump or DeSantis. And I think the reason DeSantis is, you know, polling worse than Trump against Biden has something to do with the amount of energy that Trump put into bashing DeSantis for months and months, even before DeSantis got into the race. I think that had a detrimental effect on DeSantis, and DeSantis had some early stumbles on the campaign trail that also were not helpful to him. But yeah, you point out, you know, I think what is glaring to those of us who, you know, do this for a living and hang on every poll, but, you know, may not be the motivator for Republican primary voters. They may not look at the polls and say, well, Haley would do better against Biden, so we should nominate her. Instead, I think Republican primary voters are, you know, A, more likely to not be trusting of the polls, and B, you know, still seem, at least a majority of them, still seem to be pretty happy with Trump.
What do people at the Haley campaign, or for that matter, the DeSantis campaign, what do they see as a potential vulnerability of the front runner of Donald Trump? Is the use of the term vermin, which has become a sudden issue on the campaign trail because he said he wants to clear out the vermin who are opposed to him, is that a vulnerability? Is he vulnerable based upon the outcome of all of the various trials and legal proceedings against him? What counts in trying to stand up to or to catch up with Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, the quickly developing conventional wisdom among Republican campaign operatives is that Haley and DeSantis are basically in a fight right now to determine, you know, who would have the the inside track if Trump were for some reason to not be on the ballot, meaning if he were convicted and suddenly lost support, or you know, whatever sort of external factor could you know create a problem for Trump. But that there is concern because they've fired off a lot of volleys and they haven't made much of a dent in the Trump ship. So as far as those campaigns go, I mean, we you know there was an NBC hosted debate just last week in which Nikki Haley said Trump was the right president for the right time, but it's a different time now. That's not exactly a haymaker at Trump, you know, that she threw. And then DeSantis was, you know, did some contrast of why he thinks he would be a better president than Trump. But none of it's, you know, they're not really taking him on, as Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor who's running, keeps saying. He says, you know, I'm the only one that's actually running against Trump. Haley and DeSantis are running against each other. It is not clear to me that anyone has devised a strategy for beating Donald Trump in a Republican primary now that we're watching him seek the nomination for a third consecutive time.
David French had a piece where he said that part of the polarization that we have right now is that what motivates voters is not love, it's hate. It's hating the other side. Do you think Trump gains from the fact that he seems more hostile than any other Republican when it comes to attitudes toward Democrats?
Yes, not only that, but also because Democrats seem so hostile to him, right? It's a if you're a Republican voter, it's a you know, a sort of self-perpetuating cycle there, right? You know, you look at Trump and he's the one who's hitting the Democrats the hardest, and also because the Democrats hit him the hardest and like him the least, you know, that reinforces that partisan polarization that the many voters feel.
Actually, I think that's a great point, and it would be hard, even if they tried right now, for DeSantis and Haley, you could say DeSantis has tried to get the levels of hatred that a lot of people on the left feel toward President Trump. Jonathan Allen, the author of the best-selling book, Lucky, coming up. How is anger driving the U.S. economy? And which direction is that anger driving it? We'll get to that coming up.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I've just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fired up.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Let's go change the world.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are meeting in Northern California, with Biden opening the talks by speaking directly to the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak. I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
This marks the first encounter between the two leaders in a year. The Israel-Hamas conflict is continuing. Israeli military is conducting a targeted operation at the main hospital in the Gaza Strip, citing it as an action against Hamas. In his criminal gun case, Hunter Biden seeks to subpoena former President Trump and ex-Attorney General Bill Barr. Biden aims to obtain information from Trump and other former Justice Department officials to support his defense. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is anger what really is driving the U.S. economy? Or put in more precise terms, is anger really the explanatory element that helps us understand why at a time when the numbers look pretty good about the economy, but most Americans think the economy is terrible and by overwhelming margins. To explain all of that to us, I'm pleased to welcome to the show Betsy Stevenson, who is a columnist for Bloomberg. She is a professor of public policy and economics at the University of Michigan. She at one time was chief economist at the U.S. Department of Labor. When you talk about the anger that people feel on economic issues, it's very obvious in all of the polling. What is it essentially that people are most angry about?
Well, you know, what people say is they say that they're really unhappy about the economy. Now, a lot of people might say, that's not surprising. Have you seen the prices? Right? They feel like, that's why I'm so mad. But what's confusing, what's a puzzle, is they are spending more in inflation-adjusted terms than before the pandemic. So they're spending like they're having a party. They're spending incredible amounts there, but they are saying that things are bad. So they're having more, you know, stuff, goods and services, but even though they're getting more, they're unhappy about it. And that really is a deep puzzle.
Well, part of it, doesn't it involve people's fears for the future, the idea that having just gone through a round of inflation, even though it's leveled off a little bit, as you point out, that they are worried that the economy is just inevitably headed for a crash?
Certainly we have seen a lot of fears of a recession over the last year, but there isn't really anything driving those fears. And again, the puzzle is that if you're really fearful of a recession, what you should do is start saving and stop spending so much. You're spending as if you're going into a good time, and like you think there's nothing but booms ahead, but you're telling me that they're actually fearful of a recession. So what they say they're fearful of and what their behavior indicates are just two opposite things. And that's, you know, the good news is that sometimes recessions can be self-fulfilling prophecies. Everybody gets so scared that there's going to be a recession that they say, well, I better not, you know, buy that new car. I better not go out to dinner. I better cut back. And all of that cutting back actually causes a recession. So what's been fueling this economy and, you know, is not the anger. What's been fueling the economy is the spending. The spending is fueling the economy. And people are doing it despite the fact that they say that they're mad. And so I think that's what's worth trying to figure out. You know, why is their behavior and their attitudes so disparate? And, you know, there are sort of three explanations. One is that there's been an increase in partisanship. And so people who, identify as Republicans are just angry because they're going to be angry no matter what happens under Biden. And they're maybe even extra angry that the economy is good under Biden because they kind of were hoping he would fail. So partisanship could be driving part of it. Another thing is economists know that inflation is a little bit different from other economic problems because people suffer from something that economists call money illusion. And money illusion is the fact that when you have to pay more at the store, you're really mad about inflation. But when your boss raises your paycheck because of inflation, you tend to think you deserve it. And so you have this disconnect between the fact that inflation drives up incomes as much as it drives up prices, but people hate the price increases but love the income increases. And the two are sort of going hand in hand. Now, don't get me wrong, not everybody's income is going up the same amount. And I think there's definitely some frustration over who is a loser from inflation. But I also think that, you know, I haven't met many people, I don't know if you have, who said, inflation's out of control. My house is worth too much, and I cannot wait until my stock goes down, my retirement account goes down, and my house goes down because this inflation's out of control.
No, that's obviously very strong points, but you also make the point that for years there has been a perception that the economy is rigged, that basically the gap between the very, very rich, the so-called 1%, and all the rest of us has been growing, that it's basically unfair. Is that the kind of the emotion that politicians can successfully exploit?
So I think that's a really nicely put ending to it, which is, can people exploit it? I think that they can. But let's emphasize the point you made, and this is what I tried to argue in my column, was that, yes, they're mad because of money illusion. Yes, they're mad because of partisanship. But I think that there's something about the interaction between inflation and partisanship that has mixed with an economy that a lot of people have felt just wasn't working right. And if you look on the left thinks it's not working right because of, like, greedy capitalists. And if you look on the right, they think the economy's not working right because, you know, elites are somehow rigging the system and taking from hardworking people. I think actually, you know, the progressives and the skeptics on the right, they actually have a lot in common. They're just frustrated by an economy in which middle class people keep working really, really hard, and they don't seem to be getting, you know, it don't seem to be getting anywhere. And there's something to that, you know, particularly for men. The median man in the economy, the guy in the middle, he's not really making any more in inflation-adjusted terms today than he was 30 years ago. So this isn't a Biden or a Trump or, you know, a Democrat or Republican problem. This is a real structural problem in the economy. And I think people are certainly angry about it, but what we're seeing is people lining up, you know, on the right or the left in terms of thinking about who's to blame. And we seem to be failing to come together as a country to decide to unite around maybe finding a solution.
And you not heard a lot of political voices? President Biden got elected, basically, because he was saying he was going to bring the country together. People would hardly look at today's politics and see that that has happened. Do you think that ultimately, if it ends up being an unpopular choice between Trump and Biden, that that might have a negative economic impact? You have just a few seconds left.
I think that one it's really tough to determine. I don't think the country's moving in the right direction. With Trump moving again, I'd like to see a fresh face of the GOP. It's not surprising that the Democratic Party is going to put forth the guy that they already have in the White House for a second term.
Betsy Anderson Stevenson is a professor of public policy and economics at University of Michigan. She's also a columnist for Bloomberg. And again, her column is fascinating. It's also fascinating to look at why it is that Biden is losing support, according to the Wall Street Journal, from black people. We will get to that and proof that dogs really are a man's best friend. That coming up on the MedVet Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVet Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
And with the sound of hounds in the background, it's a great time to revisit a story that indicates that maybe people are not just speaking metaphorically when they talk about dogs as man's best friend. There is a body that was found in Colorado of a Pagosa Springs individual who's been missing since August. Now, this is, let's see, this is August, September, October. We're now halfway done with November. So it's a long time. So he's been missing since August. He was found in the San Juan National Forest on October 30th with his Jack Russell Terrier, cute dogs, Terrier's name Finney, and that dog was still alive and by the side of his master. Rich Moore, who was 71 years old, was reported missing with his dog in the area of Blackhead Peak on August 19th, and Blackhead Peak is approximately 18 miles east of Pagosa Springs, which is where the fellow who died lived. Katie Langford reported this story that a local hunter spotted Moore's body and a white dog in the Lower Blanco River drainage basin on October 30th and reported it to the county sheriff's office on October 31st. A team flew in to recover Moore's body and to rescue the dog, who, according to a news release from the sheriff's department, and that dog is probably up for adoption, one would hope, but certainly can't replace that kind of loyalty to a master who has passed away. There is a more alarming story about the animal kingdom, and it comes from Colombia. Not the university in New York, but the country in South America. And Colombia yesterday began the sterilization of hippopotamuses, descendants of animals who were illegally brought to Colombia by the late drug kingpin Pablo Escobar back in the 1980s. Two male hippos and one female underwent surgical sterilization. Can you imagine trying to sterilize a hippo? It's a part of a larger government effort to control the population of more than 100 of the mammals that roam around unsupervised in some rivers. Well, what do you expect them to roam around unsupervised? You're going to have professional hippo supervisors to take care of them. The plan includes the sterilization of 40 hippos a year, the transfer of some of them to other countries, and possibly euthanasia. Hippos are supposed to be very deadly in some circumstances, so who knows? Speaking about deadly, one of the things that could kill Joe Biden's chances of re-election are losing the dominant percentage of black votes that he received. He, in the most recent election against Donald Trump, despite the fact that Trump was basically campaigning hard for black votes under the slogan, "What have you got to lose?" Biden won 92% of the black vote last time. The difficulty this time is the polls show that many, many black people who voted for Biden last time are not going to vote. They're just disillusioned and unhappy, and particularly unhappy about the economy. Heading into 2024, they report in the Wall Street Journal, Democrats are sounding alarms about losing voters. Black voter turnout fell during the 2022 midterm elections compared with the previous midterms, and polling and interviews with voters show growing dissatisfaction over the economy and Biden's leadership. Any decline with these voters could be fatal for the re-election of Biden, whose path to victory depends on building a diverse coalition of voters in six or so closely fought battleground states. Party leaders are chiefly concerned about diminished black voter turnout, but are also worried that some of these voters will instead back Republicans, including former President Donald Trump, who is the front runner for the GOP nomination. And right now, 22% of black voters, as opposed to 8% 4 years ago, 22% of black voters say they would support Trump. One quarter said they were only somewhat likely or not likely to vote. This is all very grim news for Democrats. So how are they responding? One of the ways they're responding is sending out the black vice president of the United States, the first black vice president, and the first female vice president. And Vice President Harris, the first black vice president, the first of Indian descent, is also reaching out to black audiences. She's visiting historically black colleges and gatherings of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Look, I think any attempt to rely on Kamala Harris as a secret weapon politically shows that this is a desperate problem. Trump pursued black voters in 2020, and exit polls suggest he made some inroads with black men. The New York Times Siena poll showed an overwhelming 80% of black voters saying the current economic conditions were fair or poor. That's the essence of the problem. Meanwhile, there's another problem that is the problem of human trafficking, which is horrendous. I mean, people talk about slavery being a horrendous example, the worst example of human trafficking. What a lot of this has to do with is taking children as sex slaves. A movie about dealing with that problem. It's now out on streaming or for rent on various platforms. The movie, The Sounds of Freedom. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
An ambitious new movie tells the amazing true story of Tim Ballard, a one-time government agent who turns vigilante in order to rescue innocent children who have been kidnapped by evil pedophilic human traffickers. Starring Jim Caviezel of Passion of the Christ in the central role, the film is called Sound of Freedom.
What if this is your daughter?
You quit your job and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. That's Bill Camp, who's outstanding in a key supporting role, while Oscar winner Mira Sorvino plays the hero's long-suffering but supportive wife. Beautifully shot and expertly crafted, there's plenty of excitement and tension, though the effort to get across a story and a message gives it an edge of docudrama. Rated PG-13, but should be R, because of the honest dramatization of the horrors of human trafficking. 3 stars for the unusual and unforgettable Sound of Freedom. And this has been a surprise hit at theaters. I mean, an enormous hit that no one expected, particularly attracting a lot of that faith-based audience looking for a film about inspirational believers who activate their faith. Coming up next time on the Michael Medved Show, Ron DeSantis, in a campaign speech, got a little carried away, and he threatened to send Kamala Harris back to her liberal homeland. Now, what does he mean? She grew up in Oakland and Berkeley, California. But is he talking about India because that's where her mother was from, or Jamaica because that's where her father was from? Who knows, but maybe a rhetorical slip by the governor of Florida. There's also a Georgia lawmaker who was found allegedly passed out drunk in the street, and she is suing the county for booting her as vice chair. Is that fair? And speaking of people getting booted, remember the QAnon shaman? He was perhaps the best-known image of a January 6th rioter. He is planning to break into the Congress building again, the halls of Congress, but this time as a candidate running for Congress. And if Hamas agrees to the tentative deal to free dozens of hostages, does that make a ceasefire or temporary ceasefire worth it? We'll talk about that with activist Miri Eisen from Israel and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.